This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Drew Betts, Athletic Director at Danvers High School. And Drew, welcome. Thanks so much for taking time to join us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Drew is new to Danvers High School, formerly at the Salem Academy Charter School as AD there, and other roles, I'm sure, as well. But Drew, first up, here we are in August, just days away from the start of fall practices for the fall sports at the high school level. And I imagine this is a busy time of year, although I think you probably have a lot of things in place right now.
Yeah, it's been busy, but it's been great to get adjusted over here, and with the summer being a little bit quieter, just to meet a lot of the student athletes around the building, and to meet a lot of the other staff here, and also just get adjusted to the different systems that Danvers has in place over here.
Yeah, everything's different. Of course, all new people as well. So there's it is great to be able to have that opportunity for the summertime to get acquainted, and soon all the coaches and athletes will be rolling in. What are the dates here now? Football's Friday the 18th. Does that sound right? And then the other sports to follow?
They'll be starting the Friday the 18th, and then for the most part, just about everybody else comes in on that Monday the 21st. So very much looking forward to next week and hitting the ground running.
Give us just a quick overview. Who's in the athletic office with you now over at Danvers High School?
Right now, it's Morgan Sitars. She's the assistant athletic director over here. She is out on maternity leave this summer, but she'll be back at the end of August, and very much looking forward to getting her back, as she was able to. She sort of managed this role over here pretty much by herself from November until I will have started. So I'm looking forward to having her back as a resource, and because she does an outstanding job here.
And as far as your responsibilities, I know at ADs, and you would know more about this than I do, but they vary as far as responsibilities depending on the district that you're in or the school. So what are your additional responsibilities there?
Yeah, so as of right now, like I said, I'm very much getting myself acclimated, because I'll oversee the high school and middle school athletic programs, which has been great. And like I said, it's a very robust offering, and excited to get to work with that. And then I'm also looking to get involved with sort of the health and PE side of things to learn a little bit more about what's going on here in Danvers.
All right, and as far as Northeastern Conference, we were just talking before we started the interview. You did attend a NEC AD's meeting, but albeit that in June, and there's another one coming up soon, but nothing to share with us really news-wise out of the Northeastern Conference getting ready for the fall, right?
No. I mean, it's a great group, and it's fortunately, at my time at Salem Academy, I was able to work with a number of the ADs in the NEC, just from scheduling with different athletic events, and it's a great group to work with, and a lot of them have been super supportive and helped me sort of get adjusted throughout this summer window of time.
You know, this is probably an unfair question to ask you, but what are you hearing from the coaches and so on about the fall teams there at Danvers? I mean, the soccer teams are always competitive. So is the football and other sports as well. So it's always very competitive at Danvers year in and year out. But what are you hearing? Anything specific from the coaches?
I'd say a lot of times it's like what the coaches just kind of express is they're just very, very excited for the start. I mean, I think every coach is, it's almost like Christmas morning when that first day of preseason comes, and I've had an opportunity to meet with all of them, and it's a great coaching staff over here who's been working super hard, and, they're very prepared for this fall, and, I think I'm selfishly just looking forward to seeing them in action, because I think, a lot of our coaches are great teachers, and seeing coaches in action is something that I really enjoy doing.
And Drew, maybe a final question or two would be, share with our listeners your background that kind of led you to the North Shore, Salem Academy, and then on to Danvers. What other experiences, tell us more about your background if you could.
Yeah, so I went to I'm originally from Connecticut, but went to Endicott College and was able to study sports management over there and get my master's. And I had the opportunity to play baseball with Coach Haley, which was awesome to see, and what a great season that they had. And then from there, my senior year, I was able to do an internship with James Coffee over at Beverly High School, and sort of fell in love with this profession. And then from there, I worked a year at Marblehead High School and had the opportunity to coach a few sports and work with Mr. Tarmy over there. And then I had the opportunity to get the position at Salem Academy and was there for the past 12 years before transitioning over to Danvers this summer.
Well, I think you had some good fortune on who you met up with over here on the North Shore, the James Coffee over at Beverly. When I go up to Maine by that area, so I think of James all the time. Last I knew, he was still up there. I believe he is. Yeah,
AD. Yeah, he is. There was nobody better. And like I said, he was a great mentor for me, and you know, really showed. I thought he did an outstanding job from Winthrop to Beverly, and yeah. Now up in Maine, continues to do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the Endicott baseball program. Give me your take on that, and what a great season they had, a spring they had this past year.
Yeah, it was incredible. I had sent Coach Haley a couple texts sort of throughout the time, but he and Harry do a great job over there, and it's been awesome to see what they will have done because, you know, Coach Haley came in my sophomore year of college and really, really built that program up to, you know, a spot where they're playing and competing in the College World Series. So just as an alum, it was awesome just to follow along for the ride.
Well, Drew, anything else you want to share with us about what's happening with Danvers Athletics? It's great talking with you, but if I've missed anything, just let me know. Anything else?
No, like I said, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. Like I said, I'm very much looking forward to just having the students and, you know, seeing them in their element of success and getting to meet and to know more of them on a consistent basis.
Well, Drew, if you have any issues with Superintendent Dan Bauer, we've known him for years, so we can just come to us. We can straighten anything out with Dan. Don't worry about that. All right?
No, I will say that I'm very, very excited to get an opportunity to work with him, just because he is incredible, and I think, you know, we're super fortunate to have him over here at Danvers.
Yeah, Dan will deny that he ever knew us, though, I'm sure, but as you should too. But anyways, but Drew, great talking with you. Best of luck over there at Danvers, and I'm sure we'll be checking back again soon.
Thank you again. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah. Drew Betts, Athletic Director at Danvers High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.